Welcome to the Raising Sons podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Rochelle Whitaker, but you can call me Dr. Shell. I'm a parenting advisor, educational psychologist, licensed maternal mental health therapist, and mom. On this podcast, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising sons. Now, let's get into the show.
Raising boys is an incredible journey, and sometimes we all need a bit of personalized guidance. If you're facing unique challenges or seeking tailored advice for your son's development or behavior, consider scheduling a one-on-one consultation today. Link to the consultation will be in the show notes. Remember, investing in your son's growth is an investment in his future. Let's navigate this adventure together. It's another episode of the Raising Sons podcast. This episode, we're doing something a little bit different. I want you guys to do an exercise with me in this next week or so, and this will help when I talk about the episode following this episode. So, you know, for the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about academic engagement of our sons. And so what that is our sons being interested and showing effort in their academics, math, science, social studies, or history, all of the academic subjects. So it's our son's effort and interest in these subjects. And so the reason why we're talking about academic engagement is because what I've seen, what I've heard is that when our sons leave elementary school and enter into middle and high school, there is a drop off in interest of their academics. Now, does this happen for every son? No, but there is a trend where it's happening more often than not. And so there's several reasons for that. And so that's what I am talking about over the next few episodes. We're talking about academic engagement and what's happening. Last episode, I talked about environment and the first episode, I talked about making the connection between academics and what your son wants to do. And so the next episode after this one is going to be talking about self-efficacy. And just to define what self-efficacy is, we'll go more into this. I'll go more into this in the following episode, but it is your son's belief in their capacity to act in the ways necessary to reach specific goals. So you're like, what does that even mean? So, example, when your son decides that he can do hard things, that's an example of self-efficacy. And what it does is it reflects his confidence and his ability to exert control over his motivation, behavior, and social environment. So we want our sons to have a high self-efficacy in academics. We want them to believe that they can do hard things. We want them to believe that they can do math, that they can write essays and compositions, that they can do science, that they can do history. Now, sometimes the confidence is there, but the interest may not be there. So we want to bring it full circle and have them do both. But before we even start talking about how to build self-efficacy, I want you guys to do an exercise with me. And so that's what this episode is for. This episode is the exercise that I want you all to do over the next week or so. I want you to grab a journal or a notebook. And for the next week, I want you to study your son. I want you to pay attention to the things that he does in his free time, the questions that he asks. I want you to pay attention to what he's reading, what he's watching, or even video games that he's playing. And I want you to just make note of it in the journal or the notebook, the things that he's interested in. Now, this assignment is really geared towards, but either way, it's easier to do this when your sons are younger because they're generally more engaged with you and there's no kind of feedback, any kind of opposition from them. As they get older, you know, they might be in their rooms, they're on their phones, they're playing games, they may not be as engaged with you. So you kind of infringing on their territory might have some pushback, but I just want you to do this exercise because I think it'll be helpful. Okay, so again, you're grabbing a journal or a notebook and then you're studying your son for a week. In addition to that, I want you to take 10 to 15 minutes during the week to travel back down memory lane. If your son is older, so, you know, upper grade, elementary, middle, high school. And I want you to go back and think about the different things that he liked to do or that he naturally gravitated toward. And I want you to write them down. So maybe, you know, at three or four, he was naturally gravitating towards building, putting together things, taking things apart, or maybe he was more geared towards reading and interest in different stories, and he liked to write. Whatever it is that you can recall, I want you to write it down. I also want you to ask family and friends what they remember, you know, your son's liking to do. I can remember my son's pre-K teacher. Now, I have a younger son and I have an older son. So my son's younger teacher told me, she was his pre-K teacher. She said that my son was going to lead. Now, this is kind of funny. She said he was going to lead people from the church to the speakeasy. So she envisioned him. To my recall, she envisioned him playing an instrument, and he does play an instrument, so I think that's so surprising. But she said that she could see him leading people from the church house to the club, essentially. And so it's interesting because I see my son, and over time, what I've seen is he is a leader, but he's a quiet leader. He's not loud and boisterous with what he does. And I've seen when he's played sports, how the kids will follow him, even though he's not necessarily saying a whole lot. And so I just think it's interesting. And I've made note of that. And so I just, you know, continue to build on that, write that down in times where I see these qualities coming out in him. And so this is what I want you to do. I want you to think back, because people are always saying things about our kids, right? So I want you to think back on the things that teachers may have told you about your son, or family members may have commented about in terms of just all things, but that they do, that they like to do, that they do well, maybe even the things that they don't like or things that they're not interested in. I want you to jot this down, and I want you to make note of it. And again, it will make sense when we start talking about how to build self-efficacy in the next episode. And so one of the reasons why I think this is also important is, you know, for the last 30 years or so, there's been this campaign around girls, girl power, girls can do anything. And rightfully so, right? I am a girl. So I was part of this movement, and this has been happening across the world. But what has not been happening is kind of boys have just kind of been left behind. And we are seeing that now. So if you remember in the last episode, and if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to it. I talked about environment and academic engagement. But even before that, I talked about making the connection between academic interest and what our sons like to do. But there has been a trend where our boys are not going to college. They're not enrolling in colleges. They're not enrolling in community college. There is a decline. So in this 30-year push to, you know, push girls, our boys have been left behind. And we have to do something about that, because if they're not going to college, if they're not getting, you know, going to community college for a trade, what are they doing? What is happening? And interestingly enough, in a Facebook group a couple of weeks ago, a mom's Facebook group, a mom posted about her high school son. She was like, he did well academically, or he's doing well academically, National Honor Society, all the things. But he's now saying that he doesn't want to go to college when he graduates. And so mom is, you know, he's, you know, kind of said that he wanted to do some other things. And so she's looking for assistance and mentorship in those areas. Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, there are other parents who have sons along the same lines, and they're saying the same thing, and they may not know what they want to do. And so I think this exercise will help to fill in the gap if or when this happens to you. So this exercise will not only help for the next episode that we're doing, where I talk about building self-efficacy, but I also think it'll help when your son, you know, gets to his senior year and he's like, I just don't know. I'm not interested in anything, or I can't think of anything that I want to do. You will have this journal to pull back out and see the things that he naturally was interested in back before the world told him that wasn't a good idea, or, you know, whatever the case may be, but you'll have this to pull from, and it's never too late to start. So it's easier, like I said, if your son is younger, because he's more engaged with you. But you can even do this if your son is older. Again, this may take a little bit more recall from you to, you know, kind of go back in time and think about, and to ask family and friends, because a lot of times, you know, people have said things to you over time. Like, I can think back to the pre-K teacher that my son had, and other people who have said things along the way. And so I just want you to, you know, do this exercise with me. I want you to let me know what you find out. So send me a text. Text Raising Sons to 1-833-638-5442. Okay. So again, tell me what you find out. Tell me if this exercise has been helpful. Now, again, remember this exercise is for what we're going to be talking about in the next episode. It's going to make sense. It's going to make sense. So just bear with me. But again, text Raising Sons to 1-833-638-5442. And or you can always email me. So email me at DrRochelle@RochelleWhitaker.com. Again, DrRochelle@RochelleWhitaker.com, or send me a text. Text Raising Sons to 1-833-638-5442. All right, guys, until next time.
Raising boys is an incredible journey, and sometimes we all need a bit of personalized guidance. If you're facing unique challenges or seeking tailored advice for your son's development or behavior, consider scheduling a one-on-one consultation today. Link to the consultation will be in the show notes. Remember, investing in your son's growth is an investment in his future. Let's navigate this adventure together. So this wraps up another episode of the Raising Sons podcast. Be sure to download, share, subscribe, do all the things. Remember, we have to start with the end in mind. Until next time.